Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We pray God would help us as we speak, and you as you listen, that His will be done in us today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. South Main is on the south side of the railroad tracks that run down through Forestdale, and we meet the second building west of the post office. So this is 124 South Main in Forestdale, and we invite you to come to these services. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and you can feel free to bring your Bibles, your children, and know that they're going to hear what the Bible has to say. In our worship service this morning begins at 10 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock this afternoon for our prayer service, and 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study begins at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. So these are our services, and we invite you to come. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church, I really wish that you would ask us what we believe. Don't ask somebody else that might tell you and they might not know what we believe. But we invite your questions, and we don't try to put anybody on the spot, and we don't try to pressure anybody. We don't believe in doing that. We believe that's the Lord's business. At the same time, it is our responsibility to always declare His Word and His truth. So we invite your questions and comments, and any time that you have questions concerning what is preached over this radio station, we'd be glad to converse with you concerning those things. And again, we're not out for your money. This program is sponsored by our church and is paid for by our church. This is a mission work of our church, and we intend to take care of that all that we can. But we do desire your questions, and we're here to help. We're here to give you spiritual guidance, if we can at all. And so this is the purpose of this radio program. Well, this morning we'd like to look in the book of Luke, chapter 3. Luke, chapter 3. And we want to study about this. The subject this morning is the practical, everyday result of salvation. The practical, everyday result of salvation. You know, religion ought to be practical. Religion ought to help a person live for God. A lot of people have religion that doesn't help them at all. Some people have religion that actually hurts them in their relationship to other men. And certainly, this is not the kind of religion that Jesus gives. Let's look in the book of Luke chapter 3. Begin our reading here in verse 2 as we consider the practical everyday result of being saved. Verse 2, the Bible said that the word of the Lord came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every mountain shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Verse 7. Now, this is really beginning our reading, so listen carefully to what he's saying. Then saith he, that is, then saith John, to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him. Now here's what John told all these people. O generation of vipers. Now viper's a snake. O generation of snakes. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And began not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Well, this is a very traumatic thing that John has declared to this multitude of people that come to him desiring what? Desiring baptism. But John said, I will not baptize you until you bring forth fruits that suitable or that show that you have repented. Now, if baptism saved people, then I'm sure that John would have baptized these people. But you see, salvation doesn't save anybody. This is why it's wrong just to baptize people and say that they're saved. This is why it's wrong to baptize infants. You know, a lot of people believe in baptizing babies, but there's no repentance there at all. And some, not all, but some churches that do their baptizing of infants, they declare that those children are saved. And that's just not so at all. Baptism does not save. Did you know I, personally, was saved before I was baptized? Now, that's right. And I'm sure if you're listening and you're saved, you can say the same thing. You see, I didn't depend upon an act that I did to save me. I did not depend upon an act that my pastor did or that my church did to save me. Rather, I depended on Jesus Christ because He is the only one that can save. Baptism doesn't. I was saved before I was a member of the Lord's church. That's the truth. I was saved by repenting of my sins and knowing that I was a wretched sinner in the sight of God. And then humbling myself, submitting myself to scriptural baptism at the hand of my church, I became a member of my church because I pictured in my body what had happened in my spirit. And so that's what baptism is all about. Well, here John said, I am not going to baptize you people because you've not been saved. Okay? Now, some people say that going to church, some people say that giving tithes and offerings, some people say that praying and studying the Bible and just in general are doing a lot of good things, that's just enough for a person to be saved. Well, let me tell you, all of those things ought to be done. People ought to go to church. People ought to give tithes and offerings. People ought to pray. They ought to read their Bibles. They ought to study their Bibles. They ought to be good people. But you know, that's not enough to be saved. Those things ought to be done. But salvation is at the hand of a living God. And so, the only way that we can really tell the difference is to look into the heart of the individual and examine the fruit of their life. Now, let's read again in the book of Luke chapter 3 as we continue our discussion here beginning in verse 10. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do? Now, John had just asked for fruits meet for repentance. That's what they wanted. And so, the people ask him, what shall we do? How can we show this fruit of the Spirit? Now, look with me, please, in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 22. The Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, all of these things are good. These things are the fruit of the Spirit. I would remind you that the Bible nowhere says that the fruit of the Spirit is miracles, signs, wonders, speaking in tongues, etc. The Bible never does say that. I know today that there are those people that say, you must speak in tongues to be saved, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible nowhere says that a person ought to speak in tongues in order to be saved. The Bible declares that a person who is lost looks unto Jesus Christ, recognizing their lost condition, repenting, that is, having a change of mind toward themselves, taking God's side against themselves, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. That way they can be saved. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. But how do we show to others the love that is within us? How do we show to others the joy that is within us? Or the peace that is within us? That's what these people is asking in the book of Luke chapter 3. They're wanting to know, how can we show others that we really believe? John, how can we really show you that we believe? We want to show you the evidence of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I want you to see what John said that they were to do. Now, I'm reading in the book of Luke chapter 3 and verse 11. John answered and said unto them, He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do likewise. So, what John says is that in order to show the love, the joy, and the peace that is within, you must have a work that men can see. And that's the absolute truth. You know, a lot of people have religion that nobody can see. I'm sorry, but that's just the way that it is. Some people have a religion and they say, oh, I believe in God. But they hate their brother. The Bible said they're a liar and the truth is not in them. And so there must be an external evidence. There must be something on the outside that shows what the person believes on the inside. And if there is nothing on the outside, it's because there's nothing on the inside. That's the truth. That's what the Bible said. And so he says, have compassion here in Luke chapter 3 and verse 11. The whole point is to show compassion on those people that don't have the material things that you have. That's what he's saying. But in verse 12, then came also the publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? Now the publicans are hated tax collectors. Now, I mean, tax collectors, they're hated in that day because they're bad cheats. And here's what Jesus said unto this people. Exact no more than that which is appointed you. In other words, you be honest. You let those people that you let those people know that you're trusting God in your business. You know, there's a lot of people that go to church and they say, I believe God, and they're doing all these things for God, and yet their business, they'll stab you in the back and they'll cheat you and they'll lie to you. God says there's no fruit. We have to be right with God in our everyday dealings with poor people. We also have to be right with God in our business. But let's go on. There's something else. In verse 14, then the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? The soldiers, the defenders of the country. And I think this fits for soldiers today. I think it fits also for the everyday common working man. For the man that goes to the 8-to-5 job or that works midnights or whatever you work. The way you can show to your employee, to your employer, that you are a Christian. The Bible said, and he said, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Be content with your wages. Wow. That's what John said to these people that wanted to know how they could show what was on the inside. Be content and don't do things you ought not do. Well, we do see that our time has slipped away from us today. I trust that the message has been a blessing to you because there are some good, practical effects of salvation that ought to be shown in every person's life. And we trust that it's a blessing to you. It has been to us. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Remember, it's 124 South Main in Forestdale. And we invite you again to listen again next Sunday morning to another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.